Dr. Penske dictating email. I am in Gregory Costello, C-O-S-T-E-L-L-O. Gregory Costello is a 27-year-old male who reports he injured himself at work on 10/31/22. Appeared he was moving a large full rack of ice cream. Appeared he was trying to rotate the rack to pull it over a bump in the truck and then felt pain in the lower back going down into the left leg. But he was seen at an urgent care facility the same day. Paired with this and further evaluation, he understands his final diagnosis to be 3 bulging discs in the lower back. Paired he underwent facet injections and nerve blocks, but no open surgical procedures. Paired he has completed his course of active treatment. Paired Mr. Costello admits that about 2 years ago, he sustained a lumbar strain from a fall at work. Period. This was treated with physical therapy. Period. New paragraph. As per the record supplied, Mr. Costello was seen at urgent Atlantic Care Occupational Health on 10/31/22. Period. He was trying to rotate a rack over a bump in the truck, and was trying and one. Doing so, he injured his back. Period. This was associated with radiating pain down to the left foot. Period. He was diagnosed with a lumbar strain and begun on Medrol Dospac, Comamotrin, and Flexeril. Period. He was also referred for an MRI and orthopedic specialist consultation. Period. Lumbar MRI was done on 11/7/22, and interestingly was compared to x-rays of 8/21/17, speaking to a prior back problem. Appeared there was minimal lumbar spondylosis, but no acute fracture or apparent soft tissue injury. Appeared he had L4-5 minimal diffuse disc bulge, and less so at L3-4 and L5-S1. Appeared there was no significant central canal or foraminal stenosis. Period. Mr. Costello was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Disabella on 11/10/22. Period. He admitted to a previous injury to the back. Period. Dr. Disabella diagnosed lumbar strain and lumbar disc disease, for which he ordered physical therapy and continuation of ibuprofen. But he was also started on Flexeril. Period. He followed up with Dr. Disabella over the ensuing weeks through 2/3/23. Period. At that time, he reported 90% relief from his discomfort for a few days after selective nerve root blocks on 1/25/23. Brady was now able to do most of his activities pain-free and denied any radicular symptoms. Period. He was cleared to return to work without restrictions effective 2/6/23. Period. Dr. Smith did perform selective nerve root block and facet injection on 1/25/23. Period. New paragraph. Prior records show Mr. Costello was seen at Atlantic Care Occupational Health on 9/8/21. Period. He stated the previous day he was in the back of his truck and slipped on ice. Period. He fell backwards and hit his head on the corner of a metal rack. Period. He complained of headache, comma, stiff neck, comma, mid and low back pain, as well as a lump on his scalp. Period. He was diagnosed with acute cervical strain, comma, back contusion, comma, and superficial injury of the head. Period. He's placed out of work and referred to neurology and for a CAT scan of his head. Period. He also underwent x-rays of the cervical spine, thoracic spine, and lumbar spine. Period. The CAT scan was done on 9/13/21. of the head and showed no acute intracranial abnormality. Beardy followed up at AtlanticCare on 9/14/21 to review these results. There was noted x-rays of the cervical spine showed straightening of the curvature but no fracture. On 9/15/21, he was seen for a final time at this provider. He was then referred for orthopedic specialist consultation and was waiting for the neurology appointment for care to be transferred. New paragraph. Mr. Costello was seen by neurologist Dr. Gottfried, G-O-T-T-F-R-I-E-D, on 9/23/21. She diagnosed post-concussion syndrome, noting the CAT scan of the head was negative for other secondary causes. He was referred for vestibular therapy, as well as for physical therapy on the cervical spine. He had therapy on the dates described above. He followed up with Dr. Gottfried through 2/16/22. Peer diagnoses were cervicalgia and cervicogenic headache. He had already seen pain specialist Dr. Pulser for a cervical facet injection. New paragraph, he was also seen orthopedically by Dr. Woods, W-O-O-D-S, on 10/11/21 for low back pain with no radicular symptoms. He was referred for x-rays of the lumbar spine. And MRI of the lumbar spine was done on MRI of the cervical spine was done on 12/29/21. It showed no acute fracture or subluxation, nor ligamentous injury. There was straightening of the cervical lordosis, common mild degenerative changes most pronounced at C5-6, with small right paracentral disc protrusion without significant spinal canal stenosis, moderate right neuroforaminal stenosis at C5-6, normal signal in the spinal cord. His last visit with Dr. Woods was on 12/15/21. From a lumbar spine standpoint, he was at maximum medical improvement and could return to work without restrictions. New paragraph, he also was seen by pain specialist Dr. Pulser on 2/14/22. Ongoing care was rendered through 3/10/22, by which time he underwent cervical facet injection without significant relief. He was deemed to have reached maximum medical improvement from a pain management standpoint. Physical exam. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed dirty legs that he attributed to working today. His skin was otherwise normal in color, turgor, and temperature. The rest of that is normal. Thoracic normal. Lumbosacral. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed only 60 degrees with tenderness. Period extension was mildly limited to 20 degrees with tenderness. Bilateral rotation and side bending were accomplished fully without discomfort. He was tender at the left sacroiliac joint and paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right or in the midline. Supine straight leg raise and maneuver on the left at 65 degrees. He elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. On the right at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular complaints were elicited. impressions. On 10/31, 22, Mr. Costello injured his back trying to rotate a rack over a bump. Period. He was seen at Atlantic Care Occupational the same day, initiated on conservative care. Pretty quickly underwent a lumbar MRI on 11/7/22 that showed some degenerative changes by way of disc bulging. Pretty also was seen orthopedically with Dr. Disabello. Pretty submitted to an injection by Dr. Smith with improvement. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner also had a history of prior back injury in 2021. Period. These were associated with cervical spine and head injuries. Period. He did undergo plain x-rays of the lumbar spine and specialist consultation. Period. Injection therapy was also rendered at that time. Period. New paragraph. The current exam of Mr. Costello found there to be variable mobility about the lumbar spine. Period. Period. Straight leg raising maneuvers were negative for clinically significant disc pathology, spinal stenosis, radiculopathy, or facet arthropathy. Period. He was neurologically intact. Period. He had dirt on his legs that he attributed to working the day of the exam. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the low back. Period. Mr. Costello's pre-existing degenerative disease by way of disc bulges and spondylosis was not caused, primarily aggravated or accelerated to a material degree by the event in question. Period. He has been able to resume his normal job duties with the insured. Period.